Welcome to Manufacturing Revival Radio, brought to you by Assembly Magazine. Assembly Magazine educates suppliers, buyers, and users of assembly equipment in manufacturing plants to connect, learn, share, and explore all things assembly. This special edition of Manufacturing Revival is coming to you live from the floor of the Assembly Show in Rosemont, Illinois. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good afternoon. You are back with Todd and Todd live from Chicago at the Assembly Show, Manufacturing Revival Radio on location. Todd, we've talked to a lot of intriguing organizations today. I suspect this next guest will be no different.
Well, it won't be any different. And I also think, based on our pre-show conversation, the global perspective this gentleman brings to the table is going to be interesting as well.
Global perspective. Let's see. China, Japan,
Prague,
all like in the last 3 days. It's been an amazing run for this fellow.
Maybe he's a travel agent. I don't know.
It could be. Say hello
to
Jack.
Probably more money than that. I don't know.
More money than in radio, that's for sure. All right, say hello to Jack Hammerstrom, Director Global Automotive Sales with Banner Engineering. Welcome to the show, Jack.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, the pleasure is ours. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Jack, before we continue on our conversation, take a few secs and tell us a little bit about Banner Engineering, what you do, how do you serve your market?
Sure. Yeah, we're kind of a unique company in the industrial automation controls business. And we started out selling just photoelectric sensors back, you know, I think almost 50 years ago now. And we've branched into all kinds of different things, machine safety, even wireless I/O controls right now. And one of the bigger ones in the last several years has been our lines of LED indicators and LED lighting. So we're going after the green efforts and also the lean manufacturing environment that's out there now with, you know, customers that want to improve their efficiencies in their manufacturing.
Jack, you mentioned both lean and green. Are those, I mean, they're obviously significant trends in the industry, in the manufacturing industry right now. What else are you seeing in addition to that?
Well, I think the safety thing is a big one for sure. That's increased with visibility very much so, because as you're trying to get workers to do things faster and more efficiently, you got to make sure they're safe while they're doing it. So that's growing quite a bit. The technology has gotten better there. The prices have come down. We're seeing more and more manufacturers really be more concerned about it. And even people like OSHA are helping that a little bit in the manufacturing environments. It's very important, especially in automotive industry, which I'm most familiar with these days.
Well, Jack, walk us through some of the products and solutions that Banner offers its market.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it's too long of a list. We have how much time do we have?
We have like 3 hours left.
Yeah.
Hours,
oh, okay. Yeah. Good. I could fill it up.
You have to stay after
yeah,
school.
Yeah. No, we have all kinds of, you know, air proofing sensors is probably our biggest thing that we do in manufacturing environment, and that's been our tradition. But we certainly have little vision camera inspection cameras that do barcode reading for traceability. We have measurement sensors that can, you know, precisely tell you exactly down to a micron, you know, how good your product is, etc. We do, as I mentioned before, the big LED products now with all the blinky lights and many different form factors and ways to wire it and ways to mount it. And then that LED lighting is a big one, because that's kind of the way the world's going now. Low power consumption, ease of use, and just a nicer look, if you will, especially in an assembly operation.
Well, you talk about LED lighting, error-proofing sensors, blinky things. Is that what yeah. the other technology yeah. I'm joking, obviously, but there's a lot of technology, and there's always a danger of chasing after the next shiny object
sure,
versus something that has a positive financial impact on the organization. Talk through how you make that distinction and make sure that you're helping your customer make more money or save money.
Well, one of our mantras is we give the customer what they want and listen to them very carefully. Most of our products, if you look at it over the years, came from a customer idea or a customer that says, hey, I need this. And then we try to adapt something that we have to that need. Many times we'll just design a brand new product and come out with it. And then, of course, we try to be a category killer with that and go into as many variations as possible. And it's been a very successful formula. We're a relatively small guy compared to some of the global giants, but we have a global footprint and we have very strong product depth and breadth, if you will, within the areas that we serve.
And we're coming to you live from the Assembly Show, and we're speaking with Jack Hammerstrom with Banner Engineering. Jack, this perspective, this global perspective of yours versus one if you're to focus primarily on the USA, how different is the adoption of new technology globally versus locally, and is there a lesser risk aversion globally than, say, here in the U.S.? Talk about some of those nuances.
Well, it depends on the customer a lot, and it doesn't really matter where they are. In fact, when people ask me, I've just gotten back from China or something, they say, oh, what's it like? And I say, well, it's calling on the same kind of guys that I would call on in Ohio. They have the same applications. They have the same product needs. They may not want to pay as much as the guy in Ohio is willing to pay, but other than that, it's very much the same. They look and act the same and are expecting the same level of quality service and support that you know, everyone in our industry tries to give, but we pride ourselves on that.
Jack, I'm interested in your perception of lean, that whole movement. I mean, it's been around. It's nothing new.
You bet.
It's been around a long time, and yet I can't tell you how many places I go into where folks kind of know what you're talking about and really aren't practicing it. What's the state of lean? What kind of trends do you see in that whole arena?
Well, yeah, lean means different things to different people, I think. And as you said, it's a term that we hope never gets overused, because I think it's an important concept in, like, everything we do, you know, in terms of our maybe our personal lives or home lives or whatever. But in terms of manufacturing and assembly area, it's all about making the processes and the operators more efficient, more effective of what they're doing. We talk about all the time that, you know, giving the operator information that it needs to be conspicuous and unambiguous. You know, we put the information where the operator can see it, not behind his back, not somewhere else, or not at all in some cases. So it's all about not just reducing motion, but giving more information to make the operator and the processes be smarter and thus, of course, more efficient and more optimal and achieving the end result at a better cost.
Jack, you're exhibiting here at the Assembly Show. Why does an organization like Banner invest time and treasure in an event like this? What's the benefit to Banner?
Well, we see the assembly marketplace, if you want to call it that, just an awesome way to showcase our products, because we have so many products that go to a broad spectrum of customer types. And the manufacturing engineer is the one we're trying to go after the most here in recent years with a lot of our lean solution kind of things that we have. The safety is important too as well, the green efforts with LED lighting, etc. And I think there isn't going to be another show anywhere that tracks manufacturing engineers like this one does.
All right. Well, Jack, I hate to say it, we could talk to you all day long, but sadly we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Banner Engineering?
BannerEngineering.com is a great website. We have people on our 1-800 number that can help with applications. We do a fabulous job of support around the world, and they can call me too if they'd like. Call the operator, and hopefully I'll be there. I'll be somewhere at least.
So you'll answer the phone in Prague?
Sure, if it rings, you bet.
We got his cell phone number. We'll get him.
Okay. Jack Hammerstrom, the Director, Global Automotive Sales for Banner Engineering. Jack, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining.
Thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure.
Pleasure is ours. All right, well, that wraps this segment. On behalf of our guest, Jack Hammerstrom, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, everyone at Assembly Magazine, I'm Todd Schnick. This has been Manufacturing Revival Radio, broadcasting direct from the Assembly Show. We'll be right back.